I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens. Knives Out, a detective investigates the death of a patriarch of an eccentric combative family. It sort of seems from the previews maybe like Clue, but you had another take on it.
Well, it's an old-fashioned English manor murder mystery. That was a staple in the 1920s and 1930s and in a lot of Agatha Christie novels and that type of thing. We haven't seen one in a while, and Rian Johnson, I think, is using it and the structure of that to make some interesting commentary on current society.
There was sort of a spate of these sort of movies in the 70s, from what I remember. A lot of different people in them, a lot of stars, that type of thing.
Yeah, but Murder by Death. Do you remember that one?
Right. Director Rian Johnson, you brought up, he's known for darkly comedic capers. He also directed one of the Star Wars movies, The Last Jedi, so he's a big name.
He is. I remember him finally from his first big breakthrough film, Brick, which is a film noir high school story. And so he brings this sort of sophisticated sensibility to the genres, and you have it here. But this one is just like Brick, is got a dark comedy to it.
This is a big cast. Chris Evans, Captain America. Daniel Craig with an American accent, of course. James Bond, Jamie Lee Curtis, Toni Collette. Christopher Plummer is the patriarch. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is an uncredited cop. Don Johnson. So one of those all-star cast type of movies.
Yeah, he's definitely a director that people want to work with. And one of the cool things about the film, you mentioned Daniel Craig's southern accent. He is unrecognized as James Bond, but the person that I found that stands out is Chris Evans. He is not Captain America. In fact, he's kind of got this affluenza thing going. He's like the worst rich, you know, sort of entitled person you can imagine, which is really fun coming off of his star persona as Captain America.
That's got to be fun for an actor like Chris Evans, who's to avoid being typecast, to do something totally different.
Absolutely, especially since he's sort of put down the shield. He is kind of looking to reinvent himself, and I think this film will do that. It's making an interesting commentary on sort of the polarized state, right? This is a great holiday movie for all the good and bad. The death brings these people together, and they find some good things about each other, and they also find some bad.